morning, everyone. Welcome to Authors on the Air. This is Pam Stack, your host. Tonight is the night. We're doing our very best of all the books. We're doing our book award show tonight. So hang on while we get started with that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Much. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, joyous Kwanzaa, and all the other holidays. I hope everyone is doing well and you're enjoying the holiday spirit. This is my most favorite time of the year, not necessarily because of the holidays, that too, but because it's the culmination of reading so many amazing books and then biting our nails to think about who it is going to be our Book of the Year award winner. I want to tell you that this is not done in a vacuum. There are hundreds of people who read, and we are constantly contacting each other with books that we've read. We narrow the books down to a list and then go through semifinalists and then end up with our final five tonight. This tonight will be final five. So I don't want to keep you waiting, but I do want to say from my own reading experience, thank you to every single person who has written a book. I'm in awe of you. You are my celebrities. I read voraciously. Anyone who listens to this show knows that I read about 400 books a year. I think every year the writing gets better and better and better. And I love whether you're traditionally published, independently published, small press, whether you're established or a debut novelist, thank you for all your hard work. Please keep writing because we are reading and it does make a difference. I want to start off with our first award. Now, each award winner in the category, along with a couple other people, have been nominated for Book of the Year. So our first award is for the Best Novella Series. Now, novella series sounds kind of odd, like a continuing story, but that's exactly what it is. The novella series are connected books, whether it's 3, 5, 7, 9, however many books there are. I am so happy and so honored to introduce the 2016 Novella Series Book of the Year Award winner, John Gilstrap for Nick of Time. John, congratulations for being our Book of the Year winner for the Novella Series. How are you this fine evening?
I'm wonderful. I'm a lot better now than I was a few minutes ago. How wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. The Nick of Time books, to me, were every bit as exciting as your Jonathan Gravesearch, which I have told you on a bunch of occasions is one of my favorite series to read. But this was kind of a little bit different from you. I don't recall you doing a series quite like this. Can you tell us how that happened?
Well, this is kind of a flashback to my early storytelling sensibilities. You know, my first four novels were standalone thrillers, and they dealt with sort of young people themes, and then I sort of evolved into the Jonathan Graves series, which is about a freelance hostage rescue specialist, and with Nick of Time, it's about a terminally ill young lady who hooks up with a young man whose future is not so bright, and I find it, what I was hoping to capture was a hopeful story that has sort of an inevitable tragic feeling to it, and with three-dimensional young characters. And And this award tells me that I did okay, and that's very gratifying.
You did more than okay. It was just an outstanding series. I couldn't read them fast enough because they were so exciting. So I want to say again, congratulations. Anyone who has not read the Nick of Time books really needs to go immediately to Amazon or to your local bookstores, because John is traditionally published. His books are everywhere. So please go and get the Nick of Time series. It's an amazing story. Nothing will turn out
gifts.
The way you think it will. They are great gifts. And, you know, that's the nice thing about having e-books, too, because if you're really stumped for a gift, here you go, a nice set of books for someone. They're novella length, so they're not going to be, oh, my God, I'll never have time. They're perfect. They're perfect for a gift. John, congratulations again. Will you hold on while we go ahead and talk about our next nominee?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sure thing. I came to the romance genre very late in my life. I tried reading gothic romance a long time ago because, you know, I'm older than dirt. So I couldn't get into it. It didn't do a thing for me. Historical romance didn't do a thing for me. But then I was in my local library when I first moved to Southwest Florida. And the libraries there have book cards, bookmarks, that have contemporary romance on one, they'll have culinary mysteries on one, they have thrillers on another one, all these different subgenres. And it was wonderful. So the first book that was on the list was by our next guest, who the magnificent Her Highness, the Queen of Romance, Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Hello, Susan. Welcome to Authors on the Air once again. How are you?
I'm great. I love the way you introduced me.
But, you know, I feel like you're royalty on the show, and so absolutely you have to be. Your book, First Star I See Tonight, has been kind of a first for me of books. There are some books that stay with me for so long, and that's how I know they're going to be on my list of the best of. But do you know, from the time this book came out, when I got it from your publisher, I've read this book four times now since it's been out.
Oh, my goodness.
This story to me is so amazing. I love the dialogue. I love the dialogue when Coop turns to Piper and says, "Come on, I don't like this any more than you do." When they're going in to make love to each other, I thought it was the best line in the book. It was wonderful. You know, you have such a brilliant sense of humor anyway. And to me, I related as that every girl like Piper was. You know, I related so much.
Yeah.
Of course, I've never known anyone like Cooper. But what a magnificent book. It is a pleasure and an honor for me to say that First Star I See Tonight is our 2016 Romance Novel of the Year. Just congratulations, and thank you for writing such a spectacular, spectacular book.
It is. I am so appreciative. Thank you so much for that honor. It's a book that I absolutely loved writing. I fell in love with the characters, and I really, really appreciate the honor. It means a lot.
Oh, I couldn't imagine anybody, and I have to tell you that I get one vote in with everybody else. It isn't because it's my show that I get more votes, but I lobbied so hard for this book. I said, please read it, and I'm buying books for all of these people who are reading books who read in the romance genre. And I said, please read it. And it was almost a unanimous decision, I have to tell you, because everybody loved the book. So thank you so much.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for this magnificent treasure. And when will you have another one out?
I don't know. I'm sort of in the exploratory phase right now.
Are you?
Like, I'm like one of those guys who can't commit at the moment.
Okay, that's good. Keep them waiting. I love that.
It's taken me a while to kind of leave Cooper Graham and Piper Dove behind. They kind of stuck in my head. I really enjoyed writing those characters and writing another Chicago Stars book. So we'll just have to see where it goes from there.
Well, I always love your books, but this one is sitting right in front of, well, it's in my hands right now, but it will be on my bookcase. And I know before even this year is up, I will read this book again because I so enjoyed it. It's
aww,
magnificent. Thank you so much and congratulations. Will you
thank
mind waiting
you
for us while we let us talk
of
to a
course
few other people who are with us?
I want to
and
hear.
And don't go away. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, don't go away. You're welcome. I am so happy to say that my favorite genre has always been mysteries and thrillers. I love that genre beyond all reason. I don't care whether it's cozies or if it's just mystery, if it's noir, if it's thrillers, if it's, you know, whatever it happens to be in any genre, in any subgenre, I love all of them. And this was probably the hardest category for everyone to judge in. So difficult that last year we had a shared win with Terrence McCauley and Joe Clifford. This year was no different. There were two authors who were so outstanding in their work that we could not decide, no matter who we tried doing tiebreakers and inviting more people in, we could not break the tie. I have to tell you that the books that we read were magnificent. They were brilliant. But in the end, we just had to make a decision. And the only decision that we could make was to bring both the authors on to say congratulations. So it is my pleasure to announce that the 2016 Mystery Thriller Books of the Year are by Rob Hart for South Village and for Matthew Fitzsimmons for Poison Feather. Gentlemen, congratulations. I wish I could give you each a big trophy and a hug because we have so enjoyed every single book you both have written. Congratulations, Rob. I know you're not feeling well yet. You're on the show with me tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the honor. I'm happy to be here, and I'm just happy the migraine has sort of settled enough that I can hang out for a couple of minutes.
I'm so glad. Congratulations on the success of Ash McKenna and the series that you're writing with him. I did not think after City of Rose that you would be able to go anyplace else, but I want to say that South Village to me was almost like a reinvention or a rebirth or a reboot maybe of Ash. I see so many changes in him, and it makes me excited to know that you indeed have another book coming out and maybe two more before you go off and do something else. Did you have fun writing South Village?
You know, it was a tough book to write because there was a point where it almost didn't come together. But by the time I got to the end of it, I was so happy with it. And I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I mean, it really means the world to me to hear that.
It was incredible. Now, the man sharing honors with you was also someone who last year we had a very difficult time deciding about. Matt Fitzsimmons. Matthew, are you there? Hello.
I'm here.
Congratulations on your fantastic book, Poison Feather. When I saw that in NetGalley for Thomas and Mercer, your publisher, and I should say Rob is with Polis Books, by the way, I thought, oh my God, he's written another one. I was so excited that I called our network administrator, who was also a huge fan, and we kind of read it together and we're saying, oh God, we got to nominate this book because it was so good. You write really long but really twisty stories. They're very intricately detailed. Do you like writing, Matt?
do I like writing?
Yeah, that kind of a story. I mean, the process of writing, sitting down, I mean, are you having fun with it or is it, I mean, some authors tell me, oh my God, it's so hard and it's not fun. But I mean, to you, are you having fun with it? Are you loving it?
Yes. Unreservedly. There are good days and there are bad days. There are days when it comes easily and there are days when, you know, you want to open your head up with a hammer and that's the only way anything's going to come out of there. But
wow.
Day in, day out, it's such a privilege to be able to work at the right professionally. And so few people get that chance, and I'm really savoring it. It's really a dream come true for me.
And we're going to see another book from you this year, I'm hoping, because you left us with a huge cliffhanger that I literally stood up and screamed in my house when I saw that. I was so angry that you had done that. I'm like, no. And the way you did it was brilliant. It was just, no one would see that coming. It was brilliant. I thought there was something else going on, and you and I will talk about that so I don't give away the ending, because there was a guy who was not on the landscape, but he kind of was, who kind of walked away without any repercussion. I thought that was your cliffhanger until I read the book, the end of it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, it was magnificent. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. And I want to say, Rob Hart's books, to be honored to be nominated alongside Rob Hart is quite something, because I lived in New York for much of years, and I love those books because they are they take me back. They're fantastic books.
Thanks so much for saying that. I mean, it's a huge honor to be nominated with you, too.
You guys are sharing the honors for the win. So, and you all will have something in the mail from us. We're not sending you crystal, and we're not giving you one of those carved bowls like BoucherCon does, because they're totally useless. But there's something for you to hang on your wall and maybe a couple little treats in there. So that'll be good, right? I mean, you know, this is internet radio. We have 3 million listeners, but it's not a subscriber service. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be off someplace, you know, in an island. Don't go away, gents, because we do have our Book of the Year award, and I want to go ahead and I'll bring everybody back on at that. So hang on just a second. Don't go away. Book of the Year. The authors that you've already heard tonight are in the running for Book of the Year, and it's a wonderful thing. But the voters agreed that there was one book that defied genre, that was unlike any story that they had ever read, that the book moved them in ways they never thought possible. Is it a mystery? Yes. Is it a thriller in certain places? Is it a romance? It could be. But it's more than that. And I've heard it described in different ways. I've heard it described as Southern Gothic or Southern Noir. It is, whatever it is, the writing is so exceptionally exquisite that it was almost a unanimous vote that the absolutely and wonderfully talented Toni McGee-Causey should win the 2016 Book of the Year for her novel, The Saints of the Lost and Found. Toni, congratulations. I can't think of anyone who I'm happier to give this award to.
Oh my God. I mean, thank you. Okay, I'm a little floored to be nominated with these caliber writers and my idols, you know, Susan Elizabeth Phillips. I mean, oh my God. And I'm thank you. I'm speechless. Thank you so much. It's amazing.
What a magnificent book. And like the other books, I have read yours, as I've told you I've read it, you know. More than once, and every time I'm able to pull out a little bit more out of this story and love it even more. I see things I did not see, the first time I read it. I have, however, heard a lot of questions about your book, mostly people saying, gee, Tony, are you going to write another book? So that's the big question. Will we see more of the characters we've seen in The Saints of the Lost and Found? And at this point in time, I'm going to invite our other guests in on the conversation so that they can all say hello too. And you can say hello back, of course. So everybody should be connected back again. And please say what you did about Susan so that she can hear that, because Her Highness Susan Elizabeth.
That was so lovely, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I have to tell you something. Susan, and I didn't think I would ever get the chance to tell you this, but I was struggling with this book in particular. And I was at an RWA conference, and you gave a specific talk to the PAN group about protecting the work.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what I needed to hear, exactly at the right time. And it was so incredibly helpful to me to be able to, hear what you said. It just resonated with me, and it helped me address certain things that I was struggling with, and it enabled me to go back and finish the book. So I really wanted to thank you for that, because that was an amazing, amazing gift from you. So
that
I really appreciate it. And
oh
my God, I love your
wonderful
book.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. How lovely.
So let me introduce all of our lovely guests that are on the radio tonight. There is Matthew Fitzsimmons, who wrote Poison Feather, and then there's Rob Hart, who wrote the Ash McKenna series. This is the third in the series, called South Village. We also have with us her Royal Highness of Romance, the lovely Susan Elizabeth Phillips, and, of course, one of my favorite all-time novelists, John J.T. Gilstrap, who is with us because of his Nick of Time series. And I'd like to, in case you have not met, Tony McGee-Causey, who wrote the spectacular The Saints of the Lost and Found. And I am happy to send e-books to each of you if you are interested in reading Tony's book, if you've not had an opportunity to. It would be a pleasure for us to send you all a copy of her book. And I'll be glad to send out everybody else's books, too, if you want.
Congratulations, Tony. I'd be delighted to receive a copy. But wonderful news. Happy Christmas time.
Don't send it to me, because I just ordered it right this second.
Oh, aren't you fabulous?
Thank you.
I hit the buy now with one click button.
I love that. I want to just say, Rob, if you're not feeling well, I want to congratulate you again. I don't want you to stay if you don't feel well, but I don't want to give you the bum's rush either. But I do want to say to listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask questions of any of these five authors and say your congratulations, please call in now at 347-633-9609. You know we love having callers on here. So give us a ring, 347-633-9609. I'm going to give you the names of the books. So let's start with our novella series, author John Gilstrap. John, give everybody the names of the books, please, in your Nick of Time series.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. There is Time to Run,
on my
Time
page.
To Hide.
Right.
Time to Steal, Time to Die, and Time to Live.
There you go. And they are every bit as good as they sound. They really are. Matthew, what about the names of your books, please? And your lead character is? Go ahead.
My lead character is a fellow by the name of Gibson Vaughn. The first book is The Short Drop, and the sequel, which just came out in October, is Poison Feather.
Absolutely magnificent books. Rob, are you still with us?
Yes. I am.
Okay. You have a lot more books, but I still would like you to talk, give a little bit about the Ash McKenna series, please.
Sure. It's sort of like a Private Eye series, but kind of like an origin story of a PI, you know, a kid who's going to be a licensed private investigator one day, but now he's sort of still trying to feel his way through it. And the first book is New York, which is set in New York. The second is City of Rose, which is set in Portland. The third is South Village, which is set on a hippie commune in Georgia. And then the fourth, which is going to come out in July, is kind of a spin on a spy novel, and it's set in Eastern Europe.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Her Highness, Susan Elizabeth Phillips, has too many books for us to even talk about, but we're going to try. So, Majesty, how, you know, now I know you're wondering why am I saying that, but when Susan and I did her first interview on Authors on the Air, I always ask everyone, how do you want me to address you? Would you? I feel like I need to say Your Highness. And she said, that's fine, you can say that. So just very casually, and I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, just so you know, I'm coming up with a name that will include the word potentate. So.
Okay, so next
good
time
move.
You're on, I will remember that. I will remember next time you're on, John, okay?
And she will, too. She'll remember.
I will remember that. I will.
Know.
You know that. And I will be posting about that too on Twitter. So and I know we follow each other, so everybody will
yes,
hear
indeed.
That potentate Gilstrap here has given me a mandate. Susan, how many Dallas Stars books are there in this particular? It's not a series, but it's
Chicago
standalones.
Wait a minute,
pardon
it's
me?
Chicago Stars. The Chicago Stars,
sorry.
Not the
Chicago
Dallas
Stars.
Oh, you know, yes, Chicago, not Texas this time. Although I have written
I'm
about
sorry.
It. I don't remember
you
how
do
many
have
books there are in the series. But every one of the Chicago Stars books stands alone. The whole series started when
yes.
I got this idea about what would happen if a woman who knew nothing about sports inherited a professional football team. I did
right.
not plan it to be a series. I'm not that well organized. But, you know, one thing led to another. And I don't know, there may be 6, 7, 8 books in the series now. I guess I should know that, right? And
well,
first
no,
star,
you really
Zeta
should.
Knight.
That's why you have a website. You have a website for that, and you have Amazon
sure
for that.
Do.
And I
yeah.
think you even have them by series, you know, so we can go and look in there. So it should
I,
be
yes,
difficult.
They're all grouped on the website. They're grouped by series, standalone, the Wynette, Texas books, the Stars books. But, again, none of my series books. I'm not well organized enough that all the series books are actually completely linked together.
Love
so
that.
They can all be read independently.
Tell me, you wrote probably some of the most popular, I don't even know, I just call them caper books because how do you describe Bobby Faye? You know, it was one
well,
mishap caper after the other. So how do we, what do we say about Bobby Faye?
Oh, are you talking about
Bobby
Tom
Faye
Denton?
Is.
Bobby Tom Denton?
No. Bobby Faye in my caper series that I wrote, the Bobby Faye books, there was a trilogy.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm on my computer
yeah.
as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah
oh, my
Bobby
God, they're hysterical.
Faye Summerall, if I had to summarize who she was, I would say she's Wile E. Coyote, who, as he's just gone over the cliff, has looked back at the camera with that oh shit expression.
Right.
She's a walking disaster. She's absolutely intent. Yeah, you know, she will storm anything she needs to storm to save whoever she needs to save if it's a part of her family. And it's just a bag of misfits. And she is hell-bent to fix things. And as she tries her best and tries to make, you know, smart decisions, life interferes, and she ends up far worse every single time than she thought she could possibly. And I had so much fun blowing up things and running around the state of Louisiana making a mess of everything. It was just an incredible amount of fun. So, but that series is probably as far opposite Saints as you could get and still be in the same, you know, hemisphere.
I'm looking
it
at
really
the names
is. I want to say to the I'm sorry.
Those
go
books
ahead.
Right now, the Bobby Faye books, the titles are hysterical. When a man loves
so
a weapon.
So you have them in front of you.
I do.
Go
I'm
ahead,
looking
Susan.
Up right now. It's so cute.
Tell us.
Bobby Faye's Hot Mess of a Wedding.
Right?
Yes. And that's the novella. There was a trilogy, and then the readers kept asking me for more, and I wasn't really ready to write, you know, a book. So I thought, I'll do this novella. And at the time, I thought, oh, this will just end the series, and everybody will be happy. And now everybody's going, okay, but what next? And
I
do actually have another idea for it. I'm kind of like you with the Chicago Stars book. You can read them independently. You don't have to have read them in order. And
I love that.
I like
to do that.
Yeah, I do too. It makes it a lot more fun. And I've read all of the Chicago Stars books at least twice, probably three times, because I found them so much fun. And I totally agree, you know, with Pam about Piper and Coop. You know, I mean, oh my God, that line that I don't like this any more than you do was like I died laughing. Like,
isn't
that
the best line in the book? So, not to leave the gents out, but guys, I want to just tell you that the Bobby Faye books that Tony wrote could be the female comedic version of noir, because this woman, just as hard as she tries to make things right and her heart is in the right place, she just can't do it. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It really is. I'm going to take a caller now. Let's see who's calling in. Area code 207, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pam, it's Steve Conkley. How are you?
Hey, Steve, how are you? Welcome to my neck of the woods. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Hey, thank you.
Steve,
I wanted to congratulate. What's that?
You're in my neck of the woods, yeah.
I am, yeah. Actually, I'm right across the street from you. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, he's been sitting out there in a black van all day, waiting to see who was going to win the book awards. I haven't opened the curtains yet, you know. I'm afraid for him to see in.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that when we do meet for coffee, it's safe. I don't really hold grudges. So,
good.
Yeah, I wanted to congratulate.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I wanted to congratulate everyone, and particularly Matthew Fitzsimmons. Poison Feather was by far one of my favorite reads of the year. Just an absolutely fantastic story. And I screamed as well at the end, although I kind of saw it coming, and I was so happy it happened.
Thank you very much.
See, but that now, by the way, Steve Conkley was up for awards too last year and this year, but if you have not read Fractured State and Rogue State in his new dystopian series, you are missing out, especially Rogue State. I will tell you that there is a scene in there that we actually were going back and forth on Facebook about on chat, because we didn't want to give it away to all, because it hadn't released yet. That had my heart beating so fast, I'm thinking, my God, I got to call my cardiologist. I'm having a heart attack. It was so fast-paced that I couldn't. And it was, I will tell you right now, it's a fight scene. It's a gunfight scene that you had to have had a 360-degree panoramic view to keep up with it. It was, I don't know how you did it, but you said you had a lot of fun with it, Steve, and I'm glad. But, man, you weren't kidding. So I absolutely highly recommend everybody go and order Rogue State. When does your book release, Steve?
January 10th. Yep,
oh, my God. It's excellent.
Thank you.
It's
Pam.
Excellent. It's excellent.
It really is excellent. I will second that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Thanks, man.
And again, with the cliffhanger. So it doesn't surprise me that you could figure out Matthew's book, but it kind of ticked me off because I was like, No, that's not right. I really thought it was going to go in another direction.
It was not something I expected any further in advance than at that very, very, very moment. And I'm like, if he does this, I'm going to actually just flip. And he did it, and I was like, yep.
And
that
he did
is
it.
Absolutely
I know.
Beautiful. Yeah, so.
Because I'm still seeing the guy off the canvas there, and I'm thinking that's where the cliffhanger is going to come in. So, yeah. My gosh. Steve, I'm glad you called. I hope to
yeah.
run into you tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Merry
yeah,
Christmas
maybe,
to you.
Or
thank
maybe the
you
next so- day. Yeah, we got to figure
fine.
Out what's
Even
going on.
Even the next
I'm,
day would be fine,
I'm at,
too.
I'm at the mercy of my in-laws here. So thanks, guys. And hey, congratulations to everyone again.
Thanks,
Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
I want to thank you all again for spending this time with me and for sharing your books with me. I'm telling you on a personal note how much joy I get when I read each of your books. The ones in the past, the ones that you've been recognized for, and I know in the future I'm going to continue to enjoy reading books that you all write. Thank you so very much. I wish you an amazing holiday season. And please get those books out faster because I read a book a day. I need more books. I need more books. Tony, last words?
Oh, gosh. Well, just thank you for the honor. It's just an amazing shock.
Honey.
And, just to be with this group is just, that's encouragement. So thanks.
So congratulations and have a happy holiday. And I'll talk to you in the new year, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tony. Okay, good night.
Good night.
And to the lovely, the queen of romance, Miss Susan Elizabeth Phillips, I'm probably going to settle in, and instead of reading the book of my next guest for the beginning of the year, I'm going to probably read First Star again because I love the book so much.
So you're so nice.
It is what it is.
Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for all you do for readers and for bringing so many books to readers' attention.
Thank you. And have a lovely holiday and a happy new year.
Oh, you too.
Keep writing more. Thank you, Susan, for being here.
Thanks, Pam. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Bye-bye. Okay, so John Gilstrap. When am I going to see my favorite guy on the canvas again, the Scorpion? When am I going to see him?
I just finished the copy edits on Final Target, which comes out in July, and I'm going to have a really good idea. You'll see it sometime around March.
Really? March
yeah.
next year? 2017?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Well, it'll be out for
which
everybody
means
else
I'll
in
be...
July. But actually,
yeah,
and Jonathan early. Is making the switch to hardcover in this next book, so...
Congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you. That is.
That's
well,
huge.
We'll see. I hope.
Wonderful. I wish you enjoy just a magnificent holiday and all the best in the new year. Thank you for being my friend for so long. We've known each other for quite a few years now. And
it
I
has
always
been quite a few
I love your books. It has
Thank
been.
You so
and
much.
I love it. Thank you so much for everything, John. My love to Joy. And we'll talk again soon because as soon as that Jonathan book is out, you are coming back on the show, okay?
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Congratulations and thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you.
Rob, I know that you have had a miserable day, but I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to come on the show and to talk to me. And please keep writing, and not even Ash, but I love Ash. Have you thought about how many books you're going to write with him? He's going to be your series character, but I think you told me you're going to write other books too, aren't you?
Yeah, I think five. I think I'm going to hit five and call it a day. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to coming back to him at some point in the future, but I think I might need a little breathing room.
Well, our friend Jason Pinter at Polis Books was very wise when he signed you. Congratulations on all your successes. Give sweet Abby a kiss on the forehead for me. Tell your wife I said hello, and I hope you feel better. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Rob.
Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you for all your support. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Good night.
Night.
Matthew Fitzsimmons. The guy who came in a roundabout way to writing books, The Short Drop was an amazing first book. And had I thought I could do a three-way tie for first place and get away with it, but then I'd have to add like everybody else on. I will tell you that our selection process had already happened by the time The Short Drop was brought to our attention. I want to tell you that. I don't know that it would have changed anything, but I loved the book. Kept me on the edge of my seat. This one, Poison Feather, and by the way, where did you decide on the name for Poison Feather? How did you decide?
So it's actually we were, you know, it clearly plays a role in the book. I had a different name for the book that I that I liked, and I was actually It was in Raleigh. I was having dinner with Reed Farrell Coleman. And I just met him, and he's just an amazing gentleman. An amazing
writer. He's wonderful, isn't he? He's one of the nicest guys ever.
One of the nicest guys ever. It was my first conference. Yes. I didn't know anybody, and I had dinner with him the first night.
At Boucher in Raleigh?
Yep.
We didn't meet each other. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay. And anyway, so I was saying that the title thing, and he said, "I'm good at titles. Tell me." And I said, "Well, here's my title, and here's the title, and but everyone else is saying Poison Feather." And he said, tilted his head at me and said, "The title's Poison Feather. Get over it." And I went, "Oh yes, sir. Okay." And he said, "Trust me, that's the title." And so that's a great title. Thank you. He was right and I was wrong.
Well, you know, it worked. It worked. Have you got a title for the next book, a working title anyway?
I do. The working title for book three is Cold Harbor.
Oh, God, it's going to be so good. I just can't wait. congratulations. I hope that you have a fabulous holiday. And write faster, please. And I'm looking forward to reading your next book. Thank you so much for being with me here tonight. And congratulations on your spectacular writing.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for, as other people have already said, but let me echo, thank you for all the work you do for authors to bring us to readers' attention. It's a wonderful thing that you do.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're welcome back anytime. Anytime you think you want to come on an interview, Reed, you'd let me know, and I'll just give him a little ring up, and I'll set that up. You guys can chat away on the radio. I'm always glad to sit back and listen to two smart authors talk, okay?
I love it.
Okay, well,
happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and congratulations again, Matthew. Have a great, great holiday.
You too. All the best.
Okay, good night. And that's the show for tonight, folks. I'm so glad that you are with me. And my final show for 2016 will be on Friday night when my pal Russell Blake comes back. It's a great time for everyone to call in and say their holiday wishes or ask Russell a stupid question. You can even ask me a question. We might lie, but we'll give you an answer. Don't forget, that's Friday at 9 o'clock. Have a great evening. If I don't see you, happy holidays, and I'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Good night.